Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, markets and company news from Just One Lap. Simon Brown, good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with an overall picture, if we can. Resource stocks performing well, I guess, on the back of a better bullion price. Gold counters are looking very healthy today.
Evening, Jeremy. Absolutely. And gold was briefly below $3,300, I was going to say earlier in the week, which of course was yesterday. But we had a fairly big report out on central bank and their buying, particularly of dollars and of US treasuries, and how they are expecting to continue buying less than they have in previous years, which raises the question, well, where next? And that where next is very much going to be gold. So gold running again in that regard. And we've also got the PGMs up a bit. They're up a percent and a half, two and a bit for palladium. We've got Brent a little bit higher as well. So aside from Iran, which has taken the shine off all the commodities, it is a really strong day in the resi space.
What, in fact, is driving current Rand strength at the moment, Simon?
It is dollar weakness, because we are not seeing it. We're seeing it a little bit against the euro and sterling. But I went and had a look at the year-to-date on the three majors. And against the dollar, we are markedly stronger. Mm. And against the euro and the dollar, we're actually a little bit weaker. So it's dollar weakness. And I think there's a lot around that. The earlier report I mentioned a moment ago in terms of gold. But also, you know, Trump's 90-day extension deadline is up next week. It seems that, according to the Treasury Secretary, is going to get kicked out to September, which the market's starting to say, hang on, we get kind of like the bad bits of Trump and the worries about it, but we don't sort of get the conclusions to it. And that's creating some worries there. So we have a very, very strong Rand at the moment, trading sub 1760.
So 1757 on my screen right now. What level is it going to test next, do you think?
The next big level is low 17s. I mean, 1780 was an important level. 1760 might give a bit of effort there. But really, I think we're heading down to the low 17s. There's always, the caveat here is that, you know, we've got politicians and they like to put their feet in it. So stuff can go very horrible. But Jeremy, I wouldn't be surprised if we aren't, at some point this year, talking about a dollar exchange rate that starts with 16, never mind 17. But in the immediate, it's about the 17.20.
Simon, let's look at a more global picture, if we can. You did allude to it a little earlier. So global stocks are hitting an intraday record yesterday. Again, back to what you were talking about, the U.S. trade negotiations. The dollar declined and on track for its worst first half performance in more than 5 decades, I read. What's the general global sense here, the general global trend?
I think there are two sort of large trends playing out in global equity markets. The one is back to the mega cap, and mostly the mega cap big tech. We've got the likes of Nvidia, largest stock by market capitalization in the world, back at all-time highs and you know, a couple hundred billion away from being a $4 trillion company. I remember when Apple got through $1 trillion, and that was probably only 5 or 6 years ago and seemed absolutely crazy. So the giant big tech stocks are again running, and the flip side to that is we're seeing a lot of the sort of European exchanges, and they really haven't done anything in forever and a day. But you know, Germany's doing incredibly well. The French exchange is doing well. The FTSE, we're seeing a lot move into that part of the world. And the story there is about sort of the breakup, in a sense, of between Europe and the US, speared by Donald Trump, spending more on defense there, in a sense that Europe is going to perhaps start becoming a little less, I don't know, taking siestas and having croissants and wine for lunch, and a little more serious around growing economies and getting GDP up and again, and a lot of traffic flowing into there. But the big move is again, once again, the big tech stocks.
Simon, let's bring it back home, and an important bit of data dropping today. The manufacturing sector showing a welcome rebound last month. The ABSA Purchasing Managers Index up by or rising by 5.4%. That's the second highest reading this year after March. And that's a little bit of good news. What is driving that renewed optimism, do you think? Is it just about cost pressure, or is it more than that?
I think it's more than that. I mean, there is, I mean, if we think back to, and this is month on month data, we are certainly seeing, you know, a bit of positivity coming through. We had another hiccup with our government of national unity. And once again, everyone blinked and everything seems to be fine in the GNU. We have got load shedding still gone. Pops up occasionally, but it's largely disappeared. We've got Transnet kind of coming to the party and making it work. The minister was saying that they had an overwhelming response when they put out requests for what is effectively privatization of the rail network. It's not going to just be a state-owned entity. In a decade or so, it'll probably be hardly state-owned. They'll own sort of the tracks and the stations, but not the rolling stock. So there is some benefit coming through. And then, of course, lower interest rates, stronger rand, the gold price, even a bit of the PGM, although that wouldn't be in these numbers, that all sort of come into the party and adding up to, you know, to be clear, it's not a wave of confidence, but it's an improvement, most definitely.
Simon, interesting note in Business Live today, and this is from Famous Brands, don't know if you saw it, but essentially surging online gambling in this country, and we have a huge problem in that respect, is eating into disposable income. What does that mean? The company selling less hamburgers and pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the numbers are that in 2023, we didn't even have last year's numbers yet, over R1 trillion was spent in the gambling industry. And I got to say, I think it's a blight in our society. I appreciate that it is, in some cases, it's entertainment, but I think in a lot of cases, it is poor people who got their last R5 or R10 and frankly, need 100 to get through to the next payday of a sort. And if you take that money out of the circulation, it's going to hurt disposable. It's going to hurt the famous brands. Not so much your transport spend, that's still going to happen. Your sort of more ShopRite staple box of spending, that's still going to happen. But it's absolutely going to take a ding out of disposable income.
And the numbers are staggering. The National Gambling Board expecting betting to grow by more than 20% between 2024 and 2027. So apart from the growth, and I guess there's a bit of tax revenue there as well, it is a huge societal problem. Simon, let's talk a little bit about Investec. It's now talking about wanting to bulk up in the middle market. Why is that?
It's an interesting market for it, and it's a market which can, you know, fairly sticky and a lot of cross selling. You know, for most, if you look at the average person out there with a bank account, they might have a loan or two. They do some transactional banking. There's not a lot happening there. They're really looking at the middle market, the corporate middle market, and there's a lot there. You can sell a lot more services to them. They might need some foreign exchange hedging or purchasing and the like. And there's a lot more you can do. Much more profitable companies. And truthfully, if you go for the really big giants, sort of the top 40, top 50 listed stocks, you're going to struggle. Mm-hmm. But if you go for those sort of the mid-market, they're not SMEs. I mean, they're probably doing in many cases 100 million plus revenue per year, but it's a really, really good business. And if you can get that business, it'll serve you well. It is busy. We've got Bank Zero there. We've got Capitec moving into that space. And of course, all the other traditional banks are operating there as well. Not going to be easy.
Simon Brown from Just One Lap. Thank you very much indeed.
Hot 102.7.